This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's not easy for any of us to come to terms with what's happened here in Sydney in the last 24 hours. And people of faith will all be responding with different emotions and questions. There's shock, sadness, disbelief, numbness. Some of us might be feeling a clearer sense of conviction about our faith, while for others there might be doubts, questions or worries that emerge in response to these events. Carl Faze is a Sydney pastor, speaker and media personality who you probably know from The Daily Nudge and many other programs. Carl joins us today just to help us work through some of this. Hi, Carl.
Morning, Katrina. What a terrible morning.
Yeah, it's rather shocking, isn't it, and horrific that something like this could happen so close to us.
Yeah, it's a reminder that we live in a global community, isn't it? That we see all these things overseas and think that's where they happen. But to be reminded they happen here in our city, so close to us.
There's a sense too, isn't there, of how fragile life is.
Oh, totally. I mean, we've seen that yesterday through all of these events around the siege, but even we're only just getting over Philip Hughes just a few weeks ago. You know, you go out to play a sport you love at the SCG and life finishes. You go to buy a coffee, the place you go to all of the time in a safe and beautiful city, and then you're stuck in a siege, or your friend is, or you watch it on television, you don't know anybody involved, and all of a sudden it's all so close. And it reminds us, Katrina, that we can't control life. Mm. You know, we get a false sense of security living in Western nations where you think, you know, we're in control of everything. We've got all the technology. We've got all the medical help we need. We've got the courts, the police. And yet this happens and you realise you're a heartbeat from disaster.
It's
a heartbeat
so
from being completely lost.
Look, even though it appears this man was acting alone, there has been reference, I guess, to religious faith in the discussion around this. How do we as Christians, you know, respond to that? And what should our attitude be to that?
Oh, it's so difficult, isn't it? Because it's not religious at all. He's just a very disturbed individual using religion as a cover for his pathology. That's all it is. But because it's religious in nature and he puts the sign up and it's all connected to ISIL, it has this kind of religious element to it. You know, Huffington Post Online in the UK actually found that the majority of British people now believe that religion does more harm than good. Can you believe that?
Mm.
And it's because of these situations that people get a completely false view of faith and belief. Now, we all got to understand that not all religions are the same, and religions all teach the different things. But in some way today, we need to stand in solidarity to those of different faiths who say, we don't stand for that. We don't believe in that. That does not represent our worldview. We may disagree with where they stand about particular issues to do with God and theology and the person of Jesus, but we stand with them because they are Australians who are committed to our nation, committed to peace, committed to the community, and they should not in any way be targeted out of an event like yesterday.
Mm, thank you, Carl. The other element in all this mix is that it's Christmas time, you know, and it's traditionally a time of joy and celebration. We want to focus on the birth of Jesus. We want to share the significance of that to our faith. And yet, you know, our hearts are just so heavy today. So how do we reconcile those two conflicting emotions, the joy of Christmas and yet the sadness of what we're actually experiencing?
You know, this is going to not sound particularly nice or pastoral, but perhaps it reminds us that this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, that whole idea that, you know, everything's nice and lovely and fine and nothing bad happens, that's just not reality.
Yeah.
We live in a broken world full of broken people and bad things happen. And, you know, I reckon it reminds us that Christmas is not kind of lights and presents and joy, which it is all those things. But it's a reminder that Christmas actually exists because we need an encounter with God, an encounter with the divine. We can't help ourselves. We can't save, if I can use that word, ourselves. We need God. And it's in these times, you know, disaster times, people go back to church. Why? Because in the terrible moments, they need to know that there's a God that loves them and cares for them and reaches out to them and knows them and understands their pain. And that's the God we believe in.
Mm.
And Jesus has reached out to us. I mean, the desperate need to reach out to God, but we actually serve a God that reached into humanity, and that's what Christmas is about. I mean, it's great to have present. I'm hoping for some good ones, Katrina.
Mm.
It's going to be wonderful to have Christmas lunch and get together with people and celebrate. But in the end, what this is celebrating is that God reached into a broken world to help us in our pain.
I guess that has to be the comfort that the Christian faith can bring to Sydney right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and can I just say too, yesterday demonstrated the best and the worst of humanity, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday's this terrible actions of this broken individual, and people have lost their lives because of it. Can you imagine being a policeman standing outside that door trying to make a decision about when to break in?
That, I know.
That is just awful. Mm. But, you know, there's this wonderful, wonderful story of the girl on the train. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I'll ride with you. Yeah.
Yeah, the Rachel Jacobs who saw a young Muslim woman taking a hijab off because she doesn't want to be seen as Muslim, and she runs up and says, you know, put it back on. I'll walk with you.
Hmm.
I mean, what a fantastic picture of the best of humanity. And I think we've got to celebrate both today. Let's not just focus on the worst,
yeah,
but celebrate the best. You know, I just wanted to say that I think there's a couple of things we all should all do today.
Uh-huh.
I reckon we should remind ourselves of what's important in life. You know, what matters most?
Yeah.
You know, it's not the value of our houses or the model of our car. It's the people we love. I reckon the other thing we should take some time to pray. Just find the quiet moment. Thank God for his goodness to you and for the people that are around you. And I think the third thing we all should do, go out and buy a coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a way of saying, Katrina,
yeah,
get on with life.
Yeah.
You know, that wonderful poster from the Second World War, keep calm and carry on. Now, our political leaders kind of said that in different ways yesterday. And that was a poster brought out in 1939 when, you know, the UK cities were hit, and London was hit more than 71 times. Could you imagine life in that mode?
Yes. And here
is the government saying, you know what, we're not going to be beaten by these people. We're going to keep going in life. And here we are. We're not being bombed by 100 tons of bombs 71 times, but we've got one awful incident.
Mm.
Reminds us of the fragility of life. But you know what? Get on.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Great to catch up with you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, that's Christian speaker and pastor Kyle Fay is just responding to the traumatic events of the past 24 hours in Sydney.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.